Now, a major initiative to combat homelessness has been launched in Frankston as part of last week's National Homelessness Week. Established by the Frankston City Strategic Housing and Homelessness Alliance, a strategic collaboration of 14 agencies, Frankston Zero is the culmination of 2 years of intensive planning to address the rising rates of rough sleeping homelessness in the municipality. Joining us to chat a little bit more about Frankston Zero, Service Manager for Nemi National Towards Home Plus, Amanda Williams. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Amanda, it's our pleasure. Homelessness in all of its forms represents a critical issue facing the community. Now, Frankston City has seen a 388% increase in rough sleeping and homelessness since 2016. These numbers, Amanda, are alarming.
They are. They're extremely alarming. And because of those numbers, the state government has recognised Frankston City as one of 9 rough sleeper hotspots in Victoria. So, Nemi, we're super proud to have launched Frankston Zero last week during Homelessness Week. And as you mentioned, it is part of the Frankston City Strategic Housing and Homelessness Alliance, and it is bringing 14 homelessness support organisations together, including Nemi and Frankston City Council. So it's a fantastic initiative.
It is a great initiative. I mean, I think it's something, homelessness is there in front of all our eyes, and whether we choose to acknowledge it or whether we just don't have a full understanding of such a major problem, as Cindy said, 388% increase in rough sleeping homelessness since 2016 is terrible. I guess for our listeners' point of view also, to give them a bit of background, can you tell us a little bit what Nemi National Towards Home Plus is? You're the service manager. What exactly is your role, Amanda?
Yeah, so I'm the service manager of the wonderful Towards Home Plus initiative. I started at Nemi in 2018 to commence this program, and it's a collaborative approach. My team is comprised of a launch housing case manager, a Bolton Class nurse, Uniting Regen AOD clinician. We have a Nemi social emotional wellbeing worker and a community rehabilitation support worker, and a Melbourne City Mission youth worker. So what we do is work collectively to engage with rough sleepers and people who experience homelessness in all its forms to wrap services around them to tailor it for their needs. And we have met some amazing community members who, for no fault of their own, have fallen into rough sleeping. It can happen to anybody.
This is just unbelievable. I mean, we think about having nowhere to go, you know, just feeling that helplessness. Now, Frankston Zero's goal is for every person sleeping rough to have services tailored to their needs and to get them into safe housing as quickly as possible. What does that look like when you talk about tailoring to their needs?
Okay, so what we've started in June, we created what is called a by name list. Now, that list is having people who are experiencing rough sleeping in Frankston by name on the list. We are meeting weekly. The service coordination group meet weekly to work on that list collectively. So we look at individuals and we look at specific cohorts. So right now on that by name list, we have 65 individuals. Keep in mind, that's just scratching the surface, but we have 65 individuals on that list who we sit down and we talk about every week, and we look at who is working with them, what support needs do they need, and how do we get them housed. So an example is we had 3 young people sleeping rough in Frankston. 2 of them were 17. Now, that was particularly alarming for us. So together we worked towards getting them off the street, and we were successfully able to do that and get them into emergency accommodation.
I just want to say that Daz and I both reacted to the fact that 2 were 17. That doesn't discount anyone else of any other age that is doing this rough, but 17 is very, very young.
Oh, that was shocking to all of us. And we've got a group of experienced individuals working in the service coordination group, and that for us was particularly alarming.
Amanda, we know with COVID right now and lockdowns, COVID certainly does not discriminate. We know that. I'm assuming, probably correctly, that COVID is not discriminating against homelessness either. How? What sort of impact has COVID and the lockdowns had on homelessness and also your ability and the Alliance's ability to be able to service such a terrible situation?
Now, throughout coronavirus, my team have been particularly busy, including the Service Coordination Group and the Strategic Alliance at Frankston City. What we find is it certainly does not discriminate. What COVID has done is actually highlighted the vulnerability of people experiencing any forms of homelessness. So not only are they already socially isolated, during lockdown, they're even more so socially isolated. So we've seen an increase in mental health support, an increase in family violence, people experiencing trauma. And on the flip side of that, what we've found is that the service sector can respond really rapidly when there is funding around. And during any lockdown, we get out there and try to house anyone experiencing rough sleeping into motel accommodation. And that is obviously because they are meant to be, locked in like we all are. So we are able to offer people some respite for those couple of weeks that we are in lockdown.
This is just absolutely alarming. It's, you know, we think about ourselves in our homes and, you know, what we're all struggling, you know, in our warm houses with heating and, you know, family and food and all of these things. Each one of these people that you are helping each week, they have their own story, obviously, and different circumstances. But it really is, it's a reminder that just one life event can result in a person becoming homeless.
That's right. And that's the key. These people that are experiencing homelessness in any form, they are individuals just like you and I, with goals just like you and I, and anything could have happened to get them to where they are. And we like to think of them as our neighbours. They're our community members. And we are incredibly privileged in our team in particular to be able to meet with these individuals, get to know their story, and help them the best way we can, depending on what it is they need. And we really do feel like it is a privilege to work with our people. And we are very ourselves privileged in our own homes. You know, we are blessed. So we get out there and we really try to help, listen to people's stories, link them in. Every single one of our consumers in particular have experienced extreme trauma throughout their lives. And so through no fault of their own have they found themselves in this terrible situation.
It's quite inspiring, Amanda, really. And looking at, there was a special online launch event last Friday, attended by close to 70 people. I tell you what, it's when you've got a great event and a worthy cause, no struggle getting some big hitters involved with your launch, wasn't there?
I know, it was wonderful. We had such a great event. We had Minister Richard Wynne, we had Reverend Tim Costello, we had a lot of other great people attending, including local members. We were just, you know, astounded at the level of commitment that everybody is putting into Frankston Zero, because we are making a real difference to the service sector, and we know that we are. We're grabbing people who are on the street, who are disengaged from the normal service sector. They feel let down by society, and our goal really is to build relationships with these people, build trust, and work out what it is they want. It's not what we think they need, it's working out what they need and what they want, and we work really hard in getting that for them.
Amanda, I want to thank you for what you and your team do for these vulnerable people in the community. You are obviously doing such a brilliant job and really helping those that otherwise could have been forgotten. So if people would like more information or some resources, where would they head to for that information?
Certainly to Frankston City Council. They've got a page set up speaking directly about the Strategic Housing and Homelessness Alliance. You can also check out NEMI National, but I would certainly head to the Frankston City Council. And, you know, thank you for acknowledging us and our team and the Service Coordination Group, because we have got amazing individuals who have compassion and empathy and really are great at what they do and get in there and get the job done.
Please let us know how we can help in future, Amanda. Amanda Williams, Service Manager for NEMI National Towards Home Plus. Great having you on the show, and well done on the work you're doing so far, and Any support you need from your local station here, let us know, please.
Yeah, we certainly will. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you have a great day too, and to your entire team. Daz, it's really interesting because there's so many people out there that are, you know, doing it really tough. So we need to be really grateful
absolutely
for what we've
got.
Absolutely,
what a great initiative. Well done, Frankston. See you, Daz, for Friday morning. We're